Medical marijuana is legal in parts of the United States and several countries in South America. Argentina is not one of them. But that has not stopped a group of Argentine mothers from growing cannabis illegally at home. They want to help their children who suffer from diseases such as epilepsy and autism. Valeria Saleche's son, Emiliano, has epilepsy. Traditional drugs stopped the epileptic seizures, but left him unable to smile or socialize. Salek decided to give her 10-year-old son some cannabis oil in December 2015. All the mothers remember that first day when we gave the oil to our children, she told VOA. She said that within a few hours, her son went from looking at nothing and having no reaction to looking at her and smiling. Saleche said she had waited for that moment for 10 years. And you just cannot believe it, she said. She is now president of a group called Mama Cultiva Argentina, or Mom Cultivates. The group shares knowledge of growing cannabis and pushes for the legalization of medical marijuana. She is so confident about its effectiveness that she describes her group as a public health network. We did what the state cannot do for us, that is to cultivate a lot of cannabis to have enough for all of us all the time, she said. But there is limited scientific research so far on the medical benefits of cannabis oil. There is also concern about potential psychedelic effects that marijuana may have on children. Carlos Magdalena is a neurologist for children. He said, as a natural therapy, a small amount of cannabis oil does not have bad side effects. And, Magdalena added, the side effects are less severe than those of legal prescription drugs. Countries like Uruguay and Chile have already legalized the use of medical marijuana. As the Argentine government is studying its use, Valeria Saleche hopes her country will follow next year. Saleche said the government would find out everything that she already knows and that she will continue to grow cannabis for her son. I'm Alice Bryant.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.